Is it just me or just all that's taken place this year? It just feels like this is such a bizarre world we live in.
And the hits just keep on coming.
They do. And again, we're thinking about the people on the Gulf Coast right now.
Yes.
Hurricane Laura, thankfully, downgraded to a level 3, but still, that's 110 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
But,
crazy.
I mean, as sports fans, Caleb, I mean, games being boycotted, and again, you know, just crazy.
In terms of sports and realizing, and I think I've realized a lot more how little sports actually mean. Though
me
it's
too.
You know, it's good to be able to you know,
it's
have
the
toy that fun
department
that escape,
of life.
But
yeah.
But yeah, but we don't actually need them. But still, it's like, well, we had a good run, and now maybe it's all done.
But it's just so much. And with school, this is the time of the year.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Think about the mindset you as a mom, Hillary, would typically have in terms of your girls getting ready for school, and contrast that with this year.
I know, yeah. Typically, we're, like, excited. We're doing our shopping. We're doing our planning. We're, you know, and this year, like, honestly, we opted into a 100% virtual option. Like, I haven't bought any school supplies. I don't even know what we need. I don't know our schedules. I know nothing. And I'm just, I got nothing. And we're just kind of like, wow, school starts next week for most kids. It starts on the 8th for my kids. And it's just crazy and bizarre. So,
but I got to say, for me personally, I mean, it's just the songs at WWIB, for me personally, and even when my kids are in the vehicle, I've said for a long time, it's the best way to disciple your kids. You live your life, but having WIB on, right?
Yeah.
And just hearing, and those songs, because things can seem so dark and disappointing and confusing, and it's just so uplifting and encouraging, the music we play throughout the day, the week.
Absolutely. Especially The Need to Breathe. I'm totally focused on this Need to Breathe concert tomorrow night. We're so excited about it, and I'm making my plan. It's like the first positive thing that I've been able to plan. Mm. I'm really in a long time.
We still can even get a couple more people in if you're interested.
Let's do it.
Shoot us a text.
Yeah, so shoot us a text.
All right. You just might win your way in.
Text us at 396-1670, 396-1670 for your chance to get those the Need to Breathe. And again, what time tomorrow night is that?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Central Time. Very good. Ah, the wisdom of mom. Mm,
we are wise.
Sometimes it takes children a while to appreciate it, but eventually.
Maybe, if we're lucky.
So we found this at various ages. What do we think of the wisdom of mom? At the age of 4, my mom knows everything.
Absolutely. At the age of 8, mom knows a lot.
Yeah. At the age of 12, mom doesn't really know everything.
Here's where it goes a little bit south. At the age of 14, mom doesn't know anything.
At the age of 16, mom doesn't even exist.
Mm. At the age of 18, she's old-fashioned.
At the age of 25, maybe mom does know about this.
How about the age 35? Hey, before we decide, let's ask mom.
At the age of 45, I wonder what mom thinks about this.
And finally, at the age of 75, I wish I could ask mom about this. The progression, and sometimes, I know some of us are fans of The Office. Hillary and I haven't watched all the way through. Mark, I don't know if you've made it all the way through, but Andy has this one line, and he said, I wish there was a way of knowing you were in the good old days while you're actually in them.
Yes.
And that's, you know, it's funny, you know, a sitcom, but some of the things that stick with you, that so many times we don't realize the value of what we have while we have it. Mm-hmm. So,
you got till it's gone.
I don't know if it's hug your mom a day, but
do it if you
she's
can.
She's around. Do it. Unless she's driving, maybe wait until
my
she...
mom is a regular listener of the show, and you guys have got to meet her at least by phone.
By phone.
No, she's just an encouraging, fun woman, and just loves to laugh. And
gave you the nickname Marco at some point, right?
Yes, let's even extend it further. She'd call me Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, just having some fun here on the WIB Wake Up Show. I gave this to our buddy Jason Kanz at 5:45 for the early risers this morning. He is it's like, I like books. I love books. My kids, though, will chastise me. They're like, you got all these books, and yet, you know, you don't read the whole thing. And I'm like, hey, mom and I just finished that Laura Story book. And we just read a book, Finding Calcutta, on the way home from Tennessee. But it seems like, again, we were talking off air, like, nobody will identify your weaknesses like family.
Oh,
and call you out.
So true.
So, yeah.
I
love
call
my,
you
love
out
my family,
everything.
But
especially your teenagers.
Yeah. So anyhow, I do love books, but Jason's maybe, he got 14 out of 15 on this. And even the one he didn't get, And this is about your own personal experience. So here we go. All right.
Okay.
It's called the Book Lovers Quiz.
Okay.
And thanks to a native of the area, Krista Bannister, who is a huge book lover who posted this on Facebook. First, have you read the first chapter of a book in a bookstore?
Yes.
The entire first chapter.
No, because I kind of thought that was like, unless I intended to pay for it.
I'll find a chair and I'll sit down and I'll read that first chapter. Absolutely.
Right.
Okay. The it's like a test drive.
Best used bookstore. We don't have one in the Chippewa Valley. Half Price Books is so good.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you been there? Yeah, they're great.
Well, see, I was talking about the website, but
my favorite is Spinster Books up in Ashland.
Okay.
Just saying.
Bought a book in an airport. Never did that.
Yes.
No.
All right. Price is not good, but yeah. There you go.
You need something to read on the plane.
Stayed up all night to finish a book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I mean, at least most of it. Absolutely.
Okay, that's the only one. Jason said he stayed up till 2 a.m, but all night. All right. Bought a book you already owned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep track of the books you've read. Sure.
Sure.
No.
Okay.
I don't keep track of anything.
Oh, okay.
I'll sometimes buy a book and read half of it and be like, oh, I already read this.
See, I did that a lot in school, like write down all the books that I would read and had kind of a reading list. Now it's more just kind of in my head. Yeah. So if you ask me, I can tell you if I've read it. But
there's the list of the books I want to read.
That's longer.
Want to buy. Read more than 20 hours per week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
I don't have that.
Are you talking now or before?
I used to.
Now, currently.
Probably not currently. But, I mean, I used to get a book and, like, just lay on my bed and read the entire thing cover to cover, like, big ones. So.
Used a receipt as a bookmark.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. You just kind of reach for it, right?
Whatever's there.
Follow more than 10 authors on social media.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that. That's a question mark for me. All right. A dog-eared book page makes you cringe.
Yes.
What is it about that?
Can't stand that. My poor paperbacks.
Yeah, right. Get something else. Get yourself a bookmark. Own more than 300 books.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm going to be right on the brink with that.
I better say no, just to be honest.
I know.
I mean, with all the kids' books
and
such. I think
it's the kids' books, but yeah. No, I'm going to have to say no, but we're close.
We shipped so many to Liberia, and we brought some back, and and added more. Loved used books. Library used book sale, if and when they do that again, $5 for a whole shopping bag.
Yeah. Yes.
Sniffed a new book before reading.
Yes.
Sure.
I love a new book smell.
Question mark on that one. I bought a book without reading the description.
Yeah, if the cover's nice, why not?
All right. Cried during the death of a fictional character.
Yes. It wasn't even a person. It was an owl.
I get up in arms when the wrong person ends up with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, don't even get me started on Harry and Hermione. Like,
I know, yeah.
Should have been. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I think you've weighed in about Gilmore Girls. Yes. Would rather read than go to a party.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
No.
I'm not surprised the introvert is I'm good.
Own a piece of clothing declaring your love of reading.
Yeah, I got some socks.
I used to. I don't know if I still do.
I come up short on that one, so.
All right. I got 10.
Yeah.
I got 9.
Nobody matches Jason, 14. WWIB. Hey, it is National Banana Lovers Day.
Get a banana. Yum, yum.
As we wrap up here on this day, we celebrate the healthy goodness of bananas. Did you know that bananas are America's favorite fruit?
Are they really?
I would guess that, sure.
I would have thought it would have been apples.
Yeah, I mean, the average American consumes roughly 25 pounds of bananas a year.
It's a lot.
Since bananas come neatly packed in their own wrapper, they're very portable. They are.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
They're packed with nutrition, and a single banana averages only 110 calories, making it a perfect snack.
As we learned earlier in the hour, also high in antioxidants.
Indeed. Which I always think potassium, but I didn't think antioxidants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love me some bananas. Yeah.
The nation that imports the most bananas or exports the most bananas
Ecuador?
Is? India.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. India, China, wrong. Philippines.
Education.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right. Hey, that'll do it for us today. We're back again tomorrow and Friday, and things we look forward to on Friday. We've got the headlines around 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
Find some humor there. Around 8:45, we'll try to culminate a best of from the week. We've had some challenges.
We've had challenges this week. Yeah, some behind-the-scenes challenges.
Technical difficulties in that time. We just weren't that funny.
No, but we had the whole toilet paper day. I think all that audio went.
Yeah.
This is why you need to listen to the show live.
Live in person. You're
going to miss out.
WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Love you, folks.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.